UConn defeats Merrimack tonight by the score of 4-3. The two teams split on the weekend. Scott Bork is the head coach of the Warriors, and he's with us. So, Scott, pretty much a battle from start to finish in this one, a game that could have gone either way. What was the difference?
You know, six periods of a battle, I thought. You know, I thought the difference were they were a little heavier in our end than we were in their end. And they were a really good team. They're a very physical team. And when I say physical, I don't mean in a run you over, but with the puck, they're a very physical team. And they're hard to get away from. And so they had some real good zone possession on us. And I think we fatigued a little bit in that situation. And even in the fourth goal, I think we were tired in that shift. And they were able to play downhill, and we just couldn't get it clear.
Funny the way this game turned out. Six goals scored in the first half of the game, and then none until the final minute. First three goals of the night were power play goals. You had one, they had two, and then there were no power play goals the rest of the night. The game shifted. The game took different forms, almost from shift to shift.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. You know, they were a really talented team, and I think we are too. And I think guys adjusted after the power plays in the first period to what we'd given up. And it was just a battle, you know, the whole night, the whole weekend. But that it really a battle tonight. And, you know, I was disappointed the way it ended. I was really proud of our team to be down 3-1 and get back in the game. Because there was an opportunity at that point to get lost in the game, and I thought we stayed in it and got through it, and I was really happy with that. But we took it on the chin tonight. We got to be better on Wednesday.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you look at this as a lost opportunity or as an opportunity to learn some things and get better from it?
Oh, for sure. It's a missed opportunity, but it is an opportunity to get better. And, you know, UConn made us better. They made us do some things tonight that we haven't really had to do. You know, they got some really great sticks, and you saw that. And they were able to break us down one-on-one a little bit. But we were able to recover and contain it as you know for a long period of time. And so to play six periods and be in the last 50 seconds with a chance to win that hockey game, I was pleased with that. I thought we got ourselves to that point, and we had some real lows in the game, but we had some real highs too. And it was a heck of a hockey game, and two teams battled, and two teams showed a lot of spirit. And I was impressed with them, and I was impressed with our guys.
You know, I know you look at the box score, you see the four goals allowed next to Zach Borgil's name. I thought he made some of his best saves of the season in this game tonight to either keep you guys close when it was still 3-1 or when the game was tied at 3 and you guys were trying to find a way to get ahead.
No, he battled all night. He's a battler, and he was in a situation where he was under siege a couple times, and he made some big plays. And the thing that Borg does that I really like is he kind of controls the tempo of the hockey game when you give him a chance. And so he'll make some big saves, but he'll also get some timeouts for you. He'll get the whistles for you. You know, they had extended possession in the second period. He put it in the stands.
Yeah.
So he just is smart about that. Both our goalies are, but I thought he fought tonight, and it's disappointing he had four go in, but I felt really good about his play.
Let's talk quickly about the goals. Ben Brust scored your first goal on the power play. Hard to believe his first of the year. Guy has been close so many times, but off of a shot from the point by Matt Capone, and he's able to, I think that went off of Brar's leg maybe, and then hit the goaltender, and he was able to have that presence of mind to knock it in.
Yeah, he's really good at the net front, and it's funny because he had another chance where I think at the end of the second period he was almost scored in the same spot, but he does so many things for this team, and I was really happy to see him get his first. It is hard to believe it was his first because he's had some great chances. But he plays the game the right way in all three zones. And he doesn't take anything for granted. And so it was going to happen eventually. And you know, this weekend we put him back with Phillip, Forsmark, because they had some great chemistry over the years. And they play with both Mark Hillier and Mac Welsh. So I like both guys did a really good job between them. But it was great in the power play to see one. And that's how it happens. So if you haven't scored, just go to the goal crease and something's going to hit you and go in and you'll be okay.
Yeah. Just like last night, you were down 2-1 at the end of the first period. Like last night, I guess, they came out and had you back on your heels in the second period, at the beginning of the second period. But then they were able to actually get a goal tonight and go up by two. So they're kind of in a good position at that point. Then you had, we talked before the game about Max Watville, your freshman defenseman, who, has been asked. You've asked a lot of him over the last few weeks, and he's able to you know, he scores the goal that gives you guys some life again. It seems like that swung the momentum back your way, but it's another case, as we've talked so many times, I think, about a guy that's been doing a lot of good things, and then he gets rewarded with a play like that.
Yeah, and he's a defender more than an offensive defenseman, and you know, he made a great rush. He got an open space, and he threw it on net, and good things happened. And I was pleased for him to get that because he did a lot for us over the last few weekends. He's played very well. And when he got here, he wasn't at the, you know, I think he was getting used to being in the U.S. in college and some other things, and he didn't have a lot of confidence. And I think his confidence is quite high right now. It should be. He played really well. I was really impressed with his game without the puck as well.
It seemed like, you know, again, the guy's knowing, obviously, that he's done that, right? That he's stepped up in so many ways that, you know, they're seemed like the guys on the bench were excited for him when he got the goal, and it did turn the momentum back your way, and you would end up getting another goal a few minutes later.
Yeah, I know. It was. I thought we were hanging our heads a little bit. We were a little discouraged at 3-1. A huge play by him got us back in, and then I thought we carried the play the rest of the period, and I thought we could have come out of it in the lead, but we didn't. And, you know, obviously, Frankie Jarosiewicz ties it up, which is obviously, for a lot of reasons, a really nice thing to have happen. He played very well all weekend, and so both of our freshman defensemen this weekend, I thought, made really great strides and made a huge impact on our ability to succeed. So really speaks well for the future, and Dan and Josh did a great job with those two players. You know, they're guys who we're going to be able to count on in the future.
And on that goal, Frank Jarosiewicz's goal, his first collegiate goal, shows the way the game has evolved. You have two defensemen involved in the play on a play down low. You know, Alex Jeffries drops it down to Zach Bookman, who was, you know, up in the zone there, and Jarosiewicz had seen the play developing and gone hard to the net, and you got one D to another D on a play that 10 years ago, maybe 5 years ago, would have been a couple of forwards.
Maybe 2 years ago at Merrimack. I think it was, now if you don't allow your D to be aggressive offensively, and if you're not letting him play the whole zone, you're just not going to score. Like, the defenders are too good, and you just can't, you know, cut backs and things that you do when I was playing the game to get space and get ice. Just can't do it anymore. The guys you're playing against skate too well. Their edges are too good. So you need five guys in the offensive zone, and we feel really good about how smart those guys are. And, you know, it doesn't bother me at all that they made that play. I actually like how aggressive they are. And if we can continue to do that, there was not a single time tonight I thought that our defensemen were in the offensive zone where it led to something bad for us. And that's a good sign.
You had said before the game, you had said last night, and you said again tonight, that you didn't want to see their power play out on the ice. And we saw why in the first period with a couple of goals that they got. But what was it that they were doing that made it difficult? Your penalty kill's been so good this year. Obviously, they got some pretty skilled players out there that were able to take advantage of the extra man.
Yeah, I thought they played fast. They moved pucks really well. And they were able to hit the seams because they're playing fast. And then, you know, we got a couple of bad breaks, or maybe we didn't get pucks out when we had pucks on the wall that we could have. But at the end of the day, if you give them chances, they're going to get good chances to score. And tonight they put two of them in.
One of the things you might look back on in that first period, you had that 5-on-3 for a long period of time and not able to score. What happened there?
I was disappointed we didn't put more pressure, really. It wasn't even that we didn't score. I mean, we lost momentum at that point. But, you know, we'll get better at that. Like, our power play's been really good all year. That was a very second 5-on-3. We talked yesterday coming back from UConn. Like, hey, we really got to put a lot more time into that and make sure we're working on that and giving our guys a plan that might be different than the plan we have presently. Because we really hadn't, you know, we just ran it the same way we ran our 5-on-4. And, they with that ice, sometimes you get comfortable in that ice and the puck stays outside instead of getting penetrating, and that's kind of what happened. We relied on the plays on the outside instead of getting inside their men, that they get a good chance. And, you know, disappointed we weren't able to put one in there, because that would have been a big goal for us at that time. I think we were up 1-0, and you got to capitalize on those, and we'll get better at it, just like in everything in our game. But that's an important part of the game for sure.
This game tonight, you end up losing by one. I think of the five losses, four of them are by a goal. I mean, a lot of games could have gone either way. How do you assess things at this point, given that?
Well, I'd suggest that the whole league's going to be like that all year. you know, the teams, you know, they're a highly competitive team. I think we are. I know Lowell is. Maine was obviously that way. So I just think the league is so close that there's going to be a lot of one-goal games. It's amazing to me we haven't been in overtime yet because we've been so close. So we just got to work through it, you know, and this is disappointing. I think the players are bummed. They know the opportunity we had in front of us going into the third period. We didn't capitalize on it. They were able to get this game back. So, you know, we grow from the weekend and we get better and we get ready for a very good Lowell team.
All right, thanks, Scott. We appreciate it. Like you said, quick turnaround Wednesday night back here at home against Lowell. Best of luck then. We'll see you then.
Thank you, Mike. I'll see you Wednesday.